Hello, and welcome to a fresh episode of Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. Hello, thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to number 9. That's what this one is. Pretty crazy. It's been less than 2 months, because currently it's September 30th as I speak about this. I'm really excited that I'm doing this, actually. And my therapist yesterday referred to me as an artist. So that was really cool, because he probably doesn't realize that that was a compliment and how much that means to me. We were just talking about this journey of mine, what I expect from it, what my hopes and goals are, where I think it's going to take me, and all these things. And we agreed that right now this is just something that's just for me, and anything that happens beyond that is just a bonus. So it feels really good, actually. I'm in a good place. Keith and I also had couples therapy today, and we are, I can confidently say, doing better than we ever have. So that feels like nothing I've ever felt before. Very, very awesome to be on the same page with a lot of things and to be working through our past troubles together in a healthy way that works for both of us. It's been a journey, but definitely rewarding at this point. We've been put in some really weird situations and or, you know, trials of testing our relationship, and it's different. It's different going at it, like, how do I word this? Looking at something with your partner rather and fixing it with them rather than feeling like you're on opposite sides, which I've only ever felt like in relationships. There's never been a compromise, which there needs to be, has to be. And yeah, we're in a really good place. So that feels good. And what I want to talk about on this episode is primarily something that happened with his friends last week. I don't know if you can even call them that. It's very unfortunate, honestly. It's one of his friends from college who, Keith did not grow up here in Texas. He grew up in Indiana. He went to college in Indiana. He, you know, did pretty much everything there until he moved away in 2018, when after college he moved to Washington, Seattle. He lived there because he worked for Amazon. That was his dream, was to work for a big tech company. And he had done a internship with them when he was attending Purdue University. And they offered him a job once he was, you know, graduated. So he went there, he did it a year, and then that's when he made the trek down here. But I'm skipping a few things. Let's first just say that he met, I'm not going to be using real names in this instance other than mine and Keith's, because, or like, I don't, yeah, I'll let you, yeah, because I feel in my mind this makes sense. I don't know. But because they're not my friends per se, like I'm putting air quotes, they're his. This isn't something that directly happened to me. I don't feel comfortable using their real name. Whereas in my past, if I'm talking about an ex or whatever, that's something that happened to me. It's, you know, my story to tell in the way that I'm not using last names, you know? So I just, yeah, I think that anyway, so for the sake of this, fake names aside from mine and Keith. Anyway, back to it. So he met this guy, Jim, while at Purdue. Jim is from the same part of like town that, you know, I'm from in Texas, actually. And Keith, when he was moving down here, he came on the premise of having a friend, right? Let's just put it that way. He knew that Jim lived here. When he hit Jim up and was like, hey, yo, I'm thinking about coming down there, like, I know you're there. And he's like, oh yeah, like, we'd love to have you down here, man, come on down, right? Whatever. Not that it's Jim's responsibility to babysit Keith, that's not what we're saying, but just I just wanted to preface with that that's been Keith's only like family friends here, in the sense of, yeah, aside from then meeting me a year after he moved here, that was what he had as far as something that was familiar. And as somebody who lived away for 2.5 years, I absolutely can empathize with somebody who doesn't have family near or something that's just familiar. It, you know, it can be great in ways, but then it's in more ways it kind of sucks if you're close to your family. So, you know, anyhow. When Keith moved here, Jim and Keith were roommates for like 2 years. They lived in their own apartment together, and then they rented a house together with some other guy. They lived together in that house for a year. They were living in that house together when I met Keith. Keith and I met July 2020. Cool. I was hanging out with him and his friends, you know, sporadically, occasionally, whatever. I don't know if I just contradict myself. I don't really give a shit. I'm tired. It's the end of the week and this story sucks. So I just want to finish it because it's not something I like necessarily want to talk about, but I think it's just so baffling that people behave this way. And ew, yeah, I don't know. It's eye-opening. It makes me grateful for the social lessons that I have and how developed I am in that way, because what I have been shown in the past couple of weeks and in the last year from these people is just, it's not anything like what I'm familiar with in the South. I'm sure in other places you'll have customs too, whenever, like, where, like, if you invite somebody somewhere, you don't then disinvite them, or like, there's just certain rules. I can't think of any up the top. Or like when you show up to somebody's house up there, after they've invited you over, it's nice to show up with something. I get it if you can't, especially if you go there frequently, you don't always have to bring something, of course. But if you don't go there often, it's really nice to bring the hostess something. I learned that a long time ago. And I mean, once you're taught something, you then have a higher standard for something. And I understand that not everybody thinks the same way. I get it. I just have some expectations, yeah, of people not being assholes and uninviting people. So let's just get to it. All right. Clean the whiteboard in my mind. Let's just go. So Keith's here. He has his friends. His friends then start to get girlfriends or whatever. And as he has one as well, we all kind of hung out on and off for the first like year or whatever. Something happened. I'm not going to get into that right now. I'd love to get into it another episode. That'll just give me something to talk about on the next one or later down the road, just for fun little shits and giggles to have a story. But right now, the main point is that we have not had like a good relationship with them in the last year because they have actively disinvited me and or told Keith that, you know, he can't come somewhere if I'm going to be with him and you're probably like wondering, well, why, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter what their reason is. Who cares? They fucking suck. Like who cares who their friend is dating? Like, and here's why I'll tell you. So I'll tell you this. When Keith and I had been in a fight in the past and had our issues and Keith thought it was a safe place to go and talk to his friends, it wasn't a safe place because then they ended up using information against him like little shitheads. I don't know how else to say it. Immature people. I mean, seriously, like the best way I could say it is like, what the hell do their friends care about with who their friend is sleeping with, in the sense that like, they're not sleeping with me. They don't have to, like, I don't understand what the problem is. Like, they have nothing to do with our relationship. I'm not sure why they've taken such a campaign to, you know, boot me out of his life when I'm not a bad person. I'm not a bad guy. All the things I've done, I've owned up to. Like, what I think they're referring to is when Keith and I lived together and I'm working on all my shit and I have been in therapy every single week since this happened. On January 31st, I punched a hole in a wall. Didn't even know my own strength. Apparently that doesn't even matter that I didn't know my own strength. It's the fact that I did it. It's the fact that I had that much anger and aggression or whatever. And I express it that way. It's obviously not a way that I want to like lead my life by like throwing things or hitting a wall when I'm pissed and I have a hard time emotionally regulating. I think I've talked about that before. And sometimes I get so much energy, like so much emotions come to the surface so quick that I get like physically hot and I really don't know what else to do other than sometimes like in the past, yes, I've thrown things, whether it just be like a pen or like across the hall. Like, you know, when I was younger, yes, I've thrown like my phones and I stopped doing that. When I was younger, I used to bite my knee. Like I used to yeah, like kind of inflict a pain in a way that would, so I would stop hurting emotionally. Okay. So there are two sides to this story because it takes, you know, I mean, yes, those were my actions, but people can also be, I will say, provoked and or in ways that, like, I just wasn't emotionally strong enough to be in the position that I was in with in my relationship at that point earlier, like this past winter, right? Let's just put it that way. And that's a whole story. I would love to talk about me hitting the wall and everything, because that's the honest truth. Like, I hit a wall and then my boyfriend was like, this is Keith. You know, he was like, I can't live like this. So he fucking moved out. And, you know, he told his friends about it. And then I guess his friends were thinking that he wasn't going to still be with me or whatever. And, you know, when he made the, when he was like, you know, I'm just moving out, like, I still want to work on a relationship. I don't think they liked that. I think they wanted to, you know, just get rid of me. And I will say, in the past, I have been judgmental and pushy towards friends and friendships when they've been with people I have not, you know, that have not been, like, I don't like them flat out, or I think that they're bad vibes, or they come across narcissistic, because I feel like I've had a lot of, you know, practice in that area. So when I see it, it's really hard for me to watch my friends be in those types of relationships, because I'm gonna be honest with you, it can be very triggering for me. I've been in situations with friends where their partner has seriously fucking triggered me after shit I've gone through. It's very real. I've talked about this with my friends, but I'm in a place now where, so long as they're not physically harming my friend, and, you know, yeah, if they're emotionally abusing him, that fucking sucks, but there's nothing I can do about the choices or whatever that my friends want to make. I don't think any of my friends are being abused. I'm just saying, in the past, when I've been in situations, I have lost friendships because I've come across controlling in the way of, well, you better do this or dot, dot, dot. Like, not really per se saying that, but it sounds like I do get disappointed. I have been disappointed in the past with friends' decisions and relationships, especially after everything I've gone through. And I'm not saying I'm an expert. I think from where I was coming from and expressing that, I guess what it was in the past was my own triggers being like coming up to the surface and me not, you know, knowing how to deal with them at that point. Like, it's been hard to just distance myself in the past from friends rather than, you know, voice my opinion. And I have learned a lot in that, because I've learned that I don't want to lose friends, you know, over a relationship, so long as they're not being harmed. Really, truly, that's how I feel. So I've learned a lot in that area. I honestly don't know where the fuck I was in my story, so I'm going to try and pause for a second and just just think. Tito, we have all these, like, sticker burrs in the backyard, not, like, the really sharp, pokey ones, just, like, the little, the kind of fuzzy ones. And he's got wiry hair, so he gets covered in them. And judge me all you want, but he's on my bed right now getting fucking sticker burrs everywhere, and I'm gonna have to fold up the blanket and go shake it outside whenever I'm done with this. But honestly, that's the thing. It's like, do you want a dog to be annoying right now while you're trying to execute this episode, or do you want, you know, burrs on your bed? You know, pick and choose. It's what life is. So okay, back to it. I'm gonna try and think. Okay, so they've been trying to keep me away for the last year, regardless of what their fucking problem is. Okay, it's their problem. Seriously, I've had to learn that it's their problem, whatever it is. I don't know why they couldn't just support their friend. Keith has had different conversations with Jim about this in the last year. They have met up to talk about it and be like, hey, you know, can, you know, Miranda just be, you know, can you talk to her so that we can get past this? You know, trying to find a middle ground so that we can all hang out, because Keith misses his friend, or, like, wants to hang out with his friend, right? Hello? You know, he used to go over to Jim's parents' house quite a bit for dinner, you know, and, like, they were, like, family in a way to him. So this was very sad for Keith, because let me just fast forward to now this year. A couple days ago, on June 20th was Jim's birthday, and Keith was invited a week prior. So he was invited on Tuesday the 13th, September. We're still in September. And said, hey, you know, you should bring Shelly, which is Keith's sister, and bring Meg. We're having dinner at my parents' house on Tuesday the 20th, 7 p.m. Keith's like, cool, I'll check in with them, see what we can do. Me and Shelly both, you know, were like, yeah, we'll be there for you if you want to go. Let's do it. Rock on. well, Tuesday of, and mind you, during that week, Keith and I had different conversations about it, what to expect, how we were going to, as the therapist calls it, our shield of armor around our relationship that people can't get into then and or hurt us or do anything. Like, we're stronger than what anything or anybody can do to us, right? So we're talking about our fucking shield of going in there and just being, you know, nice, tolerating the people there that we don't like, because that's what we've been taught in therapy. And yeah, be cool, right? Well, Keith gets a text on the Tuesday of the frickin' dinner at noon from Jim's girlfriend, Miranda. Sorry, I speak super slow in doing this because I am using phone names. So I'm going to read you the message that he received during the workday, which really ticked me off because that was also Keith's first project that was like, he was the project manager or something like that. Sorry, babe, if I get this wrong, but he was like, that was his first project that he was in charge of that was like due that day. And he was, you know, it really just pissed me. I'm like, you know, no, you probably don't know, but it just pissed me off because Tuesday was a busy day for him. And also it was something that we were then going to do later. It was just kind of like a high stress day. And then she just had to go and take a fucking dump on him in the middle of the day and make it just a bigger problem. And it was so fucking annoying. So this is what, I'm sorry, there's so many, I'm sure you can relate out there when you like are looking at your shared images with somebody and I'm trying to locate the screenshots. So here we go. Hold on, sip of water. Okay. Hey Keith, it's Miranda. I hope you're well. I know it's been a very long time since we have communicated. I know it's Justin. I know it's Justin's birthday and there's a get together tonight at ... But I just wanted to make it clear that I don't want Meg there. Me and her, as you know, are obviously not on good terms. What Meg has said about Justin in the past has really crossed the line for me. And she's not someone I support or want to have around. Obviously, you and Shelly are always welcome. Again, I want you and Shelly to be there, but not Meg. I understand the fact that if she can't go, you won't. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. You won't either. But this is where I stand. Justin doesn't know I'm sending you this message, but I know he will always support me. I'm sorry to pull the rug from right under you, but I just needed to say this. Hope you understand, honestly. I'm sorry, she said it like three times as if we're stupid and can't read it the first time that you don't want Meg there. Bitch, I heard it the first time last September when you actively uninvited me to something when my boyfriend's sister was in town. Last September, they were hosting some freaking party and I was originally invited and then I wasn't because I guess I pissed somebody off. Because I tend to do that. By being me. That's the thing. That's what I've told Keith because I like feel bad, but I'm like, here's the thing, babe. Like, if you choose me as like your partner, like if we're choosing each other, you need to know that like people either like me or they just don't. I don't really think there's a middle. And I'm okay with that. I could give a shit. Yeah, it hurts sometimes when there's certain people who don't like you and you maybe want them to like you. But guess what? There's a lot of effing people in this world. And I'm sorry, but by the people I've already chose to hang out with in the past, a lot of them have fucked me over and been fucking shitty ass people. So I'm not afraid of speaking my mind, being free about what I believe and everything. And it's people like this that make me want to do it. Cause it's like, this is cuckoo shit. This is weird. Like, first of all, it's her boyfriend's birthday. She's going behind her boyfriend's back and texting her boyfriend's college friend. Tells me everything right there about the relationship. It's very sad. I actually feel bad for the dude because he doesn't even probably know that he's being like abused and he's like the victim here. And she's sending intimidating messages to his friends about like not bringing their girlfriend when like, I'm sorry, is it at your fucking house? No, didn't think so. It's at the parents. So keep that in mind, all right? That it's at the parents' house. And I'm sorry, I'm not a dumbass. I'm really not. About school and sometimes how to study or whatever, because I don't have like a strong foundation for that. And I'm learning at 30 how to do all of that. but I will catch on. I've been a late bloomer in life, but don't worry, I am fucking blooming now. And yeah, I was very smart about this because I knew something was not right. Because let me just take the story forward and read you then the rest, because Keith doesn't respond to that bullshit of a message. Because I'm like, I was like, just don't reply. And he was like, I'm not replying. I don't want to ever reply to her. It's funny when you tell somebody don't do something, but I'm not trying to be controlling at all. I'm saying like, don't do it. He's like, he already knows. Like, oh, well, duh. Like, I'm not fucking doing that. I don't want to do that. So he calls Justin to let Justin know, hey, just so you know, like, do you know, like, what's going on? Like, your girlfriend just sent me this. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Like, kind of fumbling on his words. He's got anxiety when talking about it. He's obviously very nervous about it. I think his girlfriend pressures him into making these decisions that he doesn't want to. He wants to fucking hang out with his friend. I don't know why that's not clear to the girlfriend. And she's trying to control it by being like, I want you there and I want your sister there. But you can't bring your girlfriend. Dude, fuck you. Like, if you really cared about your boyfriend, you wouldn't be a selfish ass bitch. Sorry, that's the truth. That is my truth. I hope somebody can change my mind, that's not selfish behavior. For somebody to go behind their partner's back, text their partner's fucking friend and be like, you can't bring your partner. What is this? Like, seriously, I don't know. Like, because junior high was kind of shit. Like, seventh grade sucked, but I don't remember actively being like, I don't know. Maybe I've just blocked it out because whatever. I just, to me, especially like being older and like I have less and less time to spend with people. And as my therapist likes to call it, my boat. And right now I'm literally making a little boat shape with my hands. So follow along with if you'd like. I'm making a boat. You have a boat as well. We all have a fucking boat of how much energy and time and shit we can give to things. And I'm sorry, but if you behave a certain way or like, don't respect me, you don't have time on my fucking boat. Like, to be in my boat. Fuck you. I have limited energy. Go swim to somebody else's boat who's gonna fucking be dumb enough to let you on board. Cause not me. Like, I've been through enough shit that you're not fucking yanking my chain. Anyhow, I'm gonna finish this story because this is ridiculous. So, Keith then receives a text from his friend Justin a couple of hours before the party, because originally he was told on the phone, oh yeah, you know, as far as I know, yeah, y'all are still going, go, whatever. And then I guess, you know, his girlfriend was at work, so he had to wait till his girlfriend got off work, which in my mind, so this is, here, let me just read this. Hey Keith, so I talked a lot about it with Miranda and she will not budge on this. I'm sorry, but I have to go with her because I love her so much and I don't want to damage our relationship. I am also deeply sorry for this whole ordeal and the pain this might cause. I really wanted this to all work out because I value you as a friend and I wanted all of us to wipe the slate clean. Buddy, your relationship is already damaged if your chickadoo went behind your freaking back on your birthday, texted your friend, disinviting somebody to your parents' house. Sorry, but you should see the red flags. They're literally up everywhere. And they have been for quite some time. And I just genuinely feel so, so, so bad for Keith because I have been in that situation where I've lost friends over relationships, whether good, bad, or whatever. Whatever the situation may be. And it just sucks. It sucks when you can see something that your friends can't. And the fact that this whole last year has been painted that Meg's the problem. Nope, I'm not. Because I can show up anywhere, be cordial, tolerate people, and live my fucking life because essentially, what they do doesn't affect me. So I'm not really understanding why that can't be reciprocated. So that was very hurtful, obviously, for Keith to receive. So me and his sister and Keith, all of us, I don't even know if that was proper grammar. I can't even talk. Proper grammar. Don't give a shit at this point because my palms are clammy because these people suck for doing this to my fucking dude. Like, seriously, it makes me so mad. Like, I hate when you can't get like a deep breath where you can't like push your chest out and like get all the air that you want in there. Anyway, so I suggested to Keith that he let the mother know who was hosting that night that we wouldn't be able to make it, you know, because this has been going on for like, we thought this we were going for a week. And then this whole ordeal of Keith's girlfriend being uninvited to shit has been going on for a year now. And it's, come on. I'm literally like slow blinking my eyes. I don't have any other words for this other than childish, selfish, immature. I don't know. Those are the nicest things I can say. So Keith sends the mother a message that night. Mind you, I've also spent Easter at these people's house. I've like been like, we've hung out with them before for like holidays and shit. Like this was his, you know, chosen family here that he had before me, in the sense of he didn't have anybody. I'm just going to reiterate that. He didn't have familiarity other than these freaking people, right? So he sends her a message about an hour before the get together. We were looking forward to coming by and seeing y'all tonight for Justin's birthday. I'm sorry to say we won't be coming. We miss y'all. Miranda texted me today saying Meg was not welcome tonight after Justin had invited us a week prior. I felt the need to let you know because I love the ... Hopefully, and he was just saying like, I love, he was using their last name. Like he was like, I love y'all, you know, hopefully we can all come together at some point. All right. Well, she replies the next day because she didn't, you know, see his text that night. We weren't expecting her to reply that night, but I just want to say, back to my I'm not a dumbass comment, where that was going was, you want to fuck with me, I will literally fuck with you back so much harder. Like, I'm gonna then let this woman know that you literally texted your boyfriend's college fucking friend saying that they couldn't bring their girlfriend. I'm sorry, but the mom needed to know that, like, Keith isn't just choosing to not show up at these places, or like, I don't know, something just didn't add up to me, y'all. I have good intuition and like premonitions usually, that like, if you don't know what a premonition is, let me just look it up for you, because I can describe it, but right now my head's doing this. It's a strong feeling that something is about to happen, especially something unpleasant. Yeah, I get a lot of those. So I just had a premonition that just something wasn't right, especially based off of how this was. We'd known for a week that we were invited, and then Miranda waits till that day of, hours before. Like, something just didn't sit right in my stomach, okay? It just didn't. So I'm glad that Keith was very specific in his text to the mom saying, like, oh, yeah, she texted me saying Meg's not invited. Like, I wanted it to make sure, like, I wanted her to know. I don't think that she knows what's going on. In my mind, I was like, there's no way the mom knows, because Keith has also ran into the mom and one of Justin's siblings at CVS before, which is like, you know what CVS is, right? Like a Walgreens, like drugstore. And she like talked about how she misses him and wants to see him and stuff. So something just wasn't adding up, right? So she replies to Keith, and I'm just going to paraphrase, because she's like, you know, sweet Keith, you know, she's like, I didn't see your message until late, and I have been sick about it ever since. She's like, thank you for letting me know. When Justin told me that you canceled, I was disappointed, or something like that. And then she's like, now I'm even more disappointed to know the whole story. So let me just pause real quick. Her son told her that Keith canceled? No shit. Something unpleasant happened, huh? Okay, great. I'm really glad then that Keith let the mom know that, yeah, the girlfriend actually said that Meg can't come. I'm not a mother yet, but I can imagine being a mother and having children. And if one of my children ever did that, how, it's just a representation of, I don't know. It's just, it says a lot. That actually tells a lot about a person, like about the girlfriend. Okay. So I hope she's got, you know, she's probably got a rude awakening coming towards her, because no mom's going to like that. No mom's going to like that her son is with somebody who is controlling where and when their fucking friend's, you know, other half goes. No, that says a lot about a person. But then also she even jumps to say in the message that nobody can tell her or her husband, like, no one, what did she say? Look at it. Like, she's like, please know that you are always welcome. And that's not a decision by anybody but her and her husband to make who goes inside their home. So it's like, she knows. Like, and I'm just so glad. It's like, this woman's smart. She knows she's going to freaking knock some sense into these people probably and be like, who the hell are you to tell me, to tell anybody that they can or cannot come to my dinner? Like, it was just, it just honestly, I was just happy. Like, it's all unfortunate, but I was happy that Keith did send that message, because that did feel like something was wrong. Like, he lied to his mom and said that Keith canceled. It's just, this is seriously the most bullshit, immature crap that we've ever had to deal with between he and I and, like, our friends in the last, like, year. Like, this is just, I'm sick of it. And I was sick of being labeled as, like, the... This all made sense. I was like, no matter how much they want to hoot and holler and fucking campaign their asses off about how I'm the issue or I'm crazy or I'm this or I'm that, all because I punched a fucking wall or all because I've done some things that, like, have only since then made me a better fucking person. I mean, hell, it's all gave me the balls now to release a podcast and have a creative outlet in some way, or as my therapist likes to call it, that I'm an artist. So, yeah, you know, I'm not sure what all to make of that other than it's just, it's sad. I feel sad for Keith, for, you know, his friend changed once getting into a relationship and he's in a relationship with somebody who's just not good. And if she's that controlling about that and wants to control where his friend's girlfriend goes, like, it just tells me a lot about the relationship. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what will happen. So, yeah, that's this story. And there's definitely other branches I could go off of from talking about this, because there were things leading up to this, obviously, didn't just get to this point. We had a whole year where we didn't hang out, and I'd love to discuss why and or my perspective of it. That's it. That's, please remember that this is my perspective. So if there's anybody listening who has an opposing view, just know that this is my truth, my perspective, how I see it, read it, interpret it, whatever. Yeah. Deep breaths. I'm glad that this is over. Yeah, I'm going to end it here, and I'll pick it up on some other time this weekend. It's October on Saturday. Right now it's Friday the 30th, if I haven't already mentioned that. I feel good getting this off my chest, because this was kind of looming over me, that I wanted to talk about it, but it's, you know, it's annoying. This was fucking annoying. This is such childish fucking bullshit. I'm sorry for all the F-bombs as well. But yeah, back to the boat analogy of your energy and time. It's sacred, you know, like, value that and be selective of who you let into that, because you should be respected and treated that as such by everybody and anybody in your life, family members included. We can't help the family we're born into, but also, you know, when people aren't treating us right, it's okay to speak up. Absolutely. Where there's conflict, there's growth. And I will end on that. I don't know if I've said that before, but I will keep saying these things that I learn, because there's just some things that I'm taught, some statements that are just really profound, and they just stick with me. So yeah, have fun thinking about your boat. And oh, that doesn't sound that great. Okay, the analogy of, like, your boat of energy and time. Love you, bye.